Okay, we're back from recess. Mr. Erickson, we have a bid opening.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is actually a request for proposals. It's RFP number 201303-215 for independent auditing services, and Mr. Finley is here to assist me with this. What will happen is I did receive six responses, and what we'll do is we'll open these responses. Mr. Finley will take a peek at them, and then he'll take them for review, and hopefully before we're finished here today, we can set a time certain for Rick and I to return with a recommendation. The first one is from Davis, Lynn, and Moots. PCs. Looks like they signed it for sure. That's the first thing I look for. Second one is from David Cochran, CPA. I'll get that. Actually, Mr. Finley did 90% of the actual RFP that went out. We worked on it together, but I appreciate the fact that he handled most of it. You want these envelopes?
I do not.
No. The third one is from Daniel Jones and Associates. Sometimes they package them twice, sometimes they don't, so I don't want to take a chance on ever opening one of these FedEx boxes. Fifth one is from Nichols Stop, LLC. Yeah, looks like they put together some nice packages. You know, we made some recent changes in our policy to avoid this process, but with RFPs, that one stayed the way it was. As you can see, I'm going through these kind of quick. The sixth and final package is from Lisa Wright, CPA, LLC. Lisa C. Wright. And Finley?
Looking at those, there's several different price ranges. A lot of stuff in here I need to read through. We've had a couple of these different firms before, and so we are familiar with those. We'd have to read as much information there. I would like to say, if any of the elected officials would like input in this, department heads would like input in this, to email me, let me know what you think. You know, it affects them as well as me and as well as you guys, so I appreciate their input. I would say if we can get back probably by Monday and give you a recommendation, if that's okay with you guys.
You can go through it and get everything tweaked.
I think I can probably put a spreadsheet together, you know, show you the numbers and give you, you know, there'll be some things, you know, I would want someone that was familiar with our accounting system, and I'll need to check and see that they're all familiar with our accounting system. You know, we need to look at that as well as price, as well as, you know, if there's any other things in there that maybe might be. So I'll try to spreadsheet that for you so you can have that. And I'll try to send it to you.
They just say, I'm sure Nikki or Shannon just had to talk to them. They'll put on schedule for putting the agenda for Monday.
The agenda, are there any openings Monday?
Well, you just have to check with them and select them, book the time and everything on that show.
So do I need to call them and tell them to try to get on Monday? Okay, I'll do that. I will do that. Or you won't do that.
I'm sure they're listening.
Yeah, I'll write it down. I'll check with Shannon.
That would be fantastic. Later in the day would be a little better, probably.
Okay. Later in the day, Monday. Yeah. Okay. I'll let you know.
I think we have. Of course, this won't take any time on it, but I think we have our attorneys.
On Monday.
On Monday, I believe. And so.
I would just give Shannon.
Just to let them do the scheduling.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll chase that down.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Mr. Finley. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, guys. Is there somebody here with the County Employee Training University of Missouri Extension?
I had a discussion with Crystal yesterday on the phone.
Okay.
I think I can probably update you. She may come over, but they're actually wanting to consider more participation from some county employees. So I told them we had left that up to the elected officials, but she's wanting to try to maybe schedule half-day sessions on the computer training instead of the way they run now, I think it's 9 to 3 or something like that. And she thought it might make it more participation with county employees, and I think it was stated the other day by Ron here that we wanted to have as many participate as the elected officials would, you know, that if an elected official wanted to send someone there, then we took care of that part of the issue. And so I don't know that she needs to be here other than those recommendations that she may show up here after a while, but she's seen it was on the agenda, and that was her main question, and she said in the future they would do half days on the sessions, and I thought it would work out better for elected officials, and I told her I thought that was a good idea.
Okay. On the Tri-Lakes Biosolids Project, doesn't look like Mr. is... Well, but was Mr. Zimmerman going to be here as well? Or?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, I'm here in his place.
Okay.
Actually, good morning.
Good morning.
Very simple. Been a couple months since I've been here to talk to you guys about the project. We are ready to bid the project, and I just want to get the okay to advertise next Wednesday in the paper, and with the plan to open bids on Thursday, May 30th at 2 o'clock. And guess just give you guys an opportunity to ask if you had any questions about what's been going on or what we're up to or anything else related to the project.
Is this something that Mr. Erickson needs to get involved with too, or is this?
We've talked to him, and he's aware of what we're up to, what we're planning to do, and he's fine with it. I just wanted to come to you guys. It's your project, and the funding is coming through you to make sure you're okay with us advertising and moving forward with bids.
Do we need a formal motion, or do we need just...
No, I don't think we do, but I think that I do have a question about the date. You said it was for May the 30th?
Correct.
It's on a Thursday at 2 o'clock.
That's what I got proposed at this point.
Okay. For the bid opening?
Correct.
You might get with Nikki and Shannon and find out.
And schedule, look at the scheduling. We're going to try to do the bid openings. Ron and I had a discussion about that. We're going to try to do those on Monday.
Okay.
While there's availability of our attorneys and things, in case there's any questions.
Okay.
That need to be. So either the week, the Monday following, or you have a certain time frame that you have to work with on those anyway. So
correct.
If it's our project and we want Ron involved in it.
Okay. So what I would, my suggestion then would be to change that to Monday, June 3rd. We have to advertise for a minimum of 30 days.
Okay.
One thing I want to point out is funding for this project is a split between a grant through the Department of Natural Resources and a local match of sewer sales tax funds. And the grant will require us to have a construction contract awarded by the end of June. Opening on June 3rd is not a problem, but we will be coming back fairly quickly at that point to make a recommendation for award.
Okay.
Presuming there are no issues that come up. Is 2 o'clock a reasonable time from your perspective, or is it just a matter of checking with schedule?
Checking with the scheduler.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will. We will update to do that. On the
what day?
Monday.
June 3rd.
Okay. All right. That's all I had.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you want to go ahead and go into the executive session part of it? There's not anything else that I see on this.
Yeah, we have two gentlemen here that need to leave one at a definite time. So.
Motion to go into executive session per section 610.021, sections 12 and 20.
Second. We have a motion to go into executive session per section 610.021, subsection 12 and 20. Any discussion? All in favor, roll call aye.
Danny aye.
Brandon aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.